Our holy prophets prophesied that one day, Lekachti etchem minagoyim mikibatzi etchem, God will take you from the Gentiles, and He will gather you mikol ha'aretz from all the lands, veviti etchem el admatchem, and I will bring you to your land. Yechezkel lamed vav chaf dalet. Similarly, Yeshayahu prophesies, Uvanu vatim yashvu v'natu kramim v'achlu piryam. And you will build houses, and you will settle them, and you will plant vineyards, and you will eat their fruits. Similarly, Yirmiyahu writes, O tit'i kramim b'charei Shomron. One day you will plant vineyards in the mountains of Shomron. And Amos writes, Untatim al admatam lo yinatshu od me'al admatam asher netatalem amar Hashem lokecha. I'm going to plant you back on your land. Nat ukramim v'shatu et yinam. You're going to plant vineyards and drink their wine. And on and on and on. Shem says that one day, I'm going to bring you back to your land, and you're going to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadik Ches writes, Ein lechach ketz megula mizeh. There's no more revealed sign of the redemption from the fact is Atare Israel and Fachenti Tinu Pirichemti Sul Aminat Israel Ki Kervulavo. Mountains will spout fruits. And Rashi explains Kshitenet Sel Piriyava Ainyafe when Eretz Israel is sprouting amazing fruits, Azi Kareva Ketz, Vin Chaketz Migulayat. There's no more revealed sign that the redemption is coming. So when we eat fruits of Eretz Israel, and we recognize the fact that the fruits of Eretz Israel, the land of Israel, was not sprouting throughout the entire exile, and suddenly in Eretz Israel, they're sprouting more plentifully than ever before. And we see that Jews are back in Eretz Israel from all over the world. Remember the stories of 100,000, the entire nation of Iraqis, for example, of Egyptians, of Libyans, of the Taimanim who went by, the first Aliyah who went by airplane, and they really believed they were at Kanfei Nasharim, they were the wings of eagles, because they never saw an airplane before. We see the amazing miracles that allowed Russian Jews to come back to Eretz Israel, and now French and even American Jews coming back to Eretz Israel. When we see these miracles, we know we are in the beginning of the process of the redemption, and that is one of the things that we are celebrating on Yom Ha'atzma'ut. We're taking a day to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beginning of the process that has begun, that we've been zoicha somehow to see with our own eyes. And we can think about that every single time we have a little grape or a little date made here in Eretz Yisrael. So a beautiful day, and I hope this gives us a little bit more excitement coming into Yom Ha'atzma'ut.